kwakaka kumkuni ni chukrilgani unnom stamerit mok. Fish talk, we are going to make some reports. I have a guest here, and I also have two other that are online with us. I'll have Trish introduce herself first, and then maybe go to Madison and then the other person. Trish?
Koyana Sam, good afternoon, everyone. This is Therese Vicente with the Kuskokwim River Intertribal Fish Commission.
Dr. Madison?
Hi, this is Madison Hardwig, the Kusko Area Assistant Management Biologist with Fish and Game.
And Andrew?
Koyana Sam, this is Andrew Magel, Fisheries Biologist for Kuskokwim River Intertribal Fish Commission.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you for being with us today. And those of you that are on the radio land out there, we have only two lines available for callers. Remember, this is a call-in show. We have the two 543 numbers available to us, 907-543-5985. 907-543-2756. Those are the two lines. And we also might have the email, radio@kyuk.org. You guys, anyone that has any questions for my guests, or you have something that you need to make a report on that we need to know regarding fish and what's happening out there out on the river. I know I got up this morning and I was surprised to see how much snow it had fell. Mm-hmm. I had to clean out the truck before I could bring my grandson up to the school. Winter is finally here, guys. We've been waiting for it almost the whole month of October. But it's never too late because it's here. We at the search and rescue department down there are still looking for that 34-year-old Ronald Jimmy. I think that's his name.
Randy Jimmy.
Randy. Mm-hmm. Randy Jimmy is his name. He's 34 years old, 5'8", 180 pounds. Anyone that has information of him, either call the Search and Rescue Department, the Alaska State Troopers, and the Bethel Police Department. Information on Kakufji for that. I was kind of hoping that the snow would delay a little bit, just in case he's out there somewhere, out in the tundra. But, Koyana, we have some reports that my guests have for you listeners out there, and we'll start with Trish here. If you have anything that you important, I know you always do.
Koyana Sam, and Koyana for the announcements and reminder that this is a call-in show about fish, but I don't know about you and everyone else, but I can't stop thinking about the typhoon too. So. Mm-hmm. I know KYUK has been doing some really good reporting, just updates from the communities on the coast that were really affected by the storm a week and a half ago. And I think what's really been on my mind is all the subsistence foods that were put away and lost. Mm-hmm. And I was talking with our chairman, Martin Andrew. He was at AFN last week, and he was visiting with some of the refugees that went to Anchorage from Kipnook and Quigg and other communities, and the elders there were really just missing their traditional foods.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know, it was on my mind to bring up, you know, this is a show to take questions about fish, but I think too, if people want to call in, you know, and say any needs for subsistence fish mm-hmm. or foods that they might need, you know, AVCP is doing a lot for clothing donations in Bethel. There's other entities, you know, helping organize different donations, yeah. but always good to know what people might need, and we can see if we can help connect folks to more of those traditional foods. So,
yeah.
but this is also a call-in show about fish, too.
And yes, it is.
yeah. And I think, you know, we're past the salmon season, pretty much past the mm-hmm. fall fishing season, too, for whitefish and lush fish and things. But maybe I'll just start and share some bycatch and Area M updates, because this is what's on my mind and a lot of what our Intertribal Fish Commission is thinking about now as we head into the winter fish meeting season. Because of the government shutdown, we actually don't have any new bycatch numbers since September 25th. But I can tell you that at the end of that date, the fisheries in the Bering Sea have caught as bycatch at least 19,300 king salmon and 139,139 chum salmon this year. Both of those numbers, well, the chum number is below the recent average over the last 15 years. The king salmon number is about on average for what they've been fishing. And, you know, not all those fish are headed back to the Kuskokwim or Yukon or rivers in western Alaska. But about 50% of all of the king salmon are every year, and about 20% or 1 in 5 of all the chum salmon are every year. So there's a big meeting coming up next February to decide on chum salmon bycatch management in the Bering Sea. That'll be a discussion that the North Pacific Fishery Management Council has. There's also a meeting in February. Next February is going to be a lot of meetings, but there's an Alaska Board of Fisheries meeting in February 2026 for the Alaska Peninsula fisheries, which a lot of us know as Area M, or it'll include mm-hmm. Area M proposals. So I have lots more I can share on those topics, but maybe I'll just leave it there and I could turn it over to my colleague,
yes.
Andrew. Okay. He has some updates, but Sam, it looks like you might have a question first.
No.
Okay.
I'll hold off for a while. Andrew, do you have anything to add? Ready to go?
Yeah, I just wanted to share what the Fish Commission biology team has been up to over the last month.
Wow.
I believe it was about a month ago or so, Dr. Daniel Auerbach, he's a postdoc researcher from Washington State University. We've worked with him for a couple of years now. I believe he talked to KYUK on either Fish Talk or Coffee with KYUK about the new camera-based escapement program project that we're working on.
Yeah, it was right
yeah.
here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah, and just to give a quick recap for those who didn't listen to it, who haven't heard about it, it's a stationary camera, basically, with lights and flash paneling across the river, taking continuous footage of the river, and fish just swim by that flash paneling so the camera can pick them up as they swim by up to the spawning grounds, and the camera just counts them. And this is it was deployed on the Salmon Aniak River this past summer in collaboration with Native Village of Napaimute and the Weir crew there. And we're hoping that this technology is and project is pretty successful with being able to count fish and identify the species We have lots of escapement projects, some escapement projects on the Kuskokwim weirs, for example. But in today's environment with uncertain environmental conditions like high water levels the past couple of years, not so much this year, but past couple of years, high water and uncertain funding, we're hoping that this technology might be able to help bolster efforts to count fish. And so the last week of September and the first week of October, we did some community visits to a lot of the communities that we hope to deploy this project on over next season. So we visited Takatna up in the headwaters. We visited with ONC here in Bethel, Gwifuk, and Quinnahuk. And there we met with each community, provided a general fisheries update. It was really good to hear from people about both the successes and the hardships of the season for subsistence salmon fishing. And we gave the rundown on the project and talked to the communities about what we hope to get done and how we need their help to find these spots along the rivers to put this project in. People with much better local knowledge of these spots, of their rivers, hopefully they can help us. And the ultimate goal is for us to work with tribes in the region for this to be their data and their project to help run and set up. So it was really encouraging, and definitely want to put a call out now for people, especially on the Gwifuk River. If you know of a spot that would be good for this, a good shallow spot with clear water. I know it's hard to tell on the bad river sometimes. But definitely welcome any input from people on some good spots where this project can go up.
Yes, that would be very interesting if we can have it located where it would have some decent visibility.
Mm-hmm.
But we it's hard to say where we can put it. Maybe further upriver might be a little bit better, but I don't know. Swifter water up that way. And then if we do it down here, in the beginning of the summer, it's pretty clear out there. But later on in the summer, it turns silty. So, if you don't have any more, then I would like to go to Madison.
Yeah, please take it away.
All right, Madison.
Diana, to both of you. Yeah, I just want to mirror Teresa's comments real quick about the typhoon and acknowledge that. Here at the state, like, we're deeply saddened about everyone affected and displaced because of the typhoon, and especially thinking about, you know, subsistence stores and food that was lost due to it, and we're deeply saddened, and we're sorry to those that were affected, and we just want to remind everyone that we know that winter is here and everything is starting to freeze up, but the normal species that are in the river are still in the river, and there are no, there's no closures. There's no limitations on gear type or species. We know we can't bring fish back, but, you know, trying to remind everyone that the opportunity is there. Well, if they can take it. Beyond that, not much going on the state side except for getting ready for Board of Fish. Therese did mention the AK Peninsula Board of Fish meeting in February, and I'll just remind everyone of the AYK Board of Fish meeting in November. That'll be in Fairbanks from the 18th to the 22nd. And if anyone has any comments on proposals, those are due on November 3rd. There are a lot of proposals coming from this area for the AK Peninsula meeting. And for the AYK meeting, the only proposal that we have is the eel stick. So we're still looking for elder knowledge or traditional knowledge on eel sticks and somebody willing to comment at the meeting. So if anybody was willing to do that, please give us a call, you know, the Bethel office number at 543-2433. That's a big announcement. And besides that, I would like to just remind everyone our preliminary, you know, King total run estimate. We're drafting up our season summary right now that should be going out relatively soon. But as of right now, the data will stay the same, but it's just a narrative. And the total run estimate of King's is 151,000, just a little bit over 151,000. It was an estimate of 105,000 escaped the Cusco River fisheries. So we were able to meet the drainage-wide escapement goal.
Democrats and Republicans they're not getting along too well, and so there's a lockdown. And due to that, a lot of the information that is usually provided for, like here, the fish talk here, we get all our numbers from the government, the workers, not from the government itself, but acheni chalilran tamakunka makut nasunairut tutulkhit kitulkhitlu kitulrit neqt taqayaqfit chammatlu aqchaqqiluki taukut taamorilkluki pilaqat awai numberarit piluki pilkhmini aqqattui quyigiluteng 190,000 tam nunni tamakutta makutta chammat awai pilkhmini ke piluni 193,000 or something like that king atlutjali atakhayaqfitjali dotin toy nam pai jali quyigiluteng taim toy unakhani stale metal khatkhwa ukka house akka Democrat Republican natutamana Liftachalunipikan next month. Quatin Chali Kuyayam Eralo Pitari Pitari Krilukupikan Chali report Achikuta. Agumk Chali. I had a question on they were thinking of capping or looking for a way to restrict how many number of chums could be caught out in the Bering Sea. That's good to know.
Mm-hmm.
It's finally going to be worked on. And I was thinking, will they do that to the chum? I mean, the king number two or the king species?
Yeah, that's a great question, Sam. This is Therese with Intertribal Fish Commission. So right now in the Bering Sea, there is a cap on king salmon that are caught as bycatch.
Okay.
Yep, that's been in place for about 10 years. It was updated in 2016 by the North Pacific Fishery Management Council and the federal agency that manages fisheries in the Bering Sea, which we often call NOAA Fisheries. So the way king salmon bycatch management works in the Bering Sea is it's connected to the number of kings that return to the Kuskokwim, the Yukon, and the Unalakleet every year. So if the combined king salmon returns in those three rivers are above 250,000 fish in one year, the next year the cap on king salmon bycatch in the Bering Sea pollock fishery is 60,000 kings. If the combined king salmon runs to the Unalakleet, Yukon, and Kuskokwim is below 250,000, the next year, the cap will be 45,000 king salmon bycatch. We haven't seen a combined abundance above 250,000 for at least 5 years now because king numbers have been so low, especially on the Yukon. So the Bering Sea pollock trawlers have been had a cap of 45,000 king salmon, and they actually have they call it a performance threshold. It's kind of like their bonus, I guess, if they can stay even further below that. It's somewhere in the high 30,000. So they haven't hit that cap for king salmon, so they haven't had any shutdowns. But king salmon bycatch was the highest we've seen this year since 2020. Mm-hmm. We'll understand that better in the future. Maybe the trawlers were fishing in different spots. Maybe there's just more kings in the ocean, which could be hopefully a good sign for, you know, kings coming back to our rivers. But we know we're still seeing low abundance in river, and that bycatch over time has had an effect on those numbers. For chum salmon bycatch, right now there are currently no caps on the number of chum that can be caught in the Bering Sea each year. The way that chum salmon bycatch is managed is through agreements that the pollock industry sets themselves, and they get them approved by the federal government each year. Some of the things they do through those agreements are, you know, they track their catches in real time. They don't share that publicly in real time, but they talk a lot amongst themselves, and so they can identify, you know, when they're fishing, here's some areas that we're seeing a lot of chum salmon come up in our nets when we're trying to fish for pollock. And pollock and chum often are in the same water column, like the same area of the ocean. They eat similar things, so they swim together very frequently. So through the pollock industry's agreements, they'll identify what they call these hotspots of chum, and they'll shut down fishing in those areas for a week or more. But that being said, there's been no cap on chum salmon, and besides what the industry decides amongst itself, there's no formal regulation for, say, a corridor for chum salmon that are migrating from the Gulf of Alaska, where they spend their winters, through Area M, through the Alaska Peninsula, and into the Bering Sea, where they spend their summers, or where they get ready to head back to our rivers to to spawn. So this meeting that's happening with the North Pacific Fishery Management Council in February is a big one, because there's been a process ongoing for a couple years now with an environmental impact statement, basically analyzing some alternatives, or I like to think of them as pathways, for redoing chum salmon bycatch management. And really, at a high level, there's five alternatives. The first one is status quo, keep everything as it is. Alternative two is to set a cap in the Bering Sea on chum salmon bycatch, somewhere between 100,000 chum per year up to 550,000 chum per year. Alternative three is the same as alternative two, except it would be linked to chum salmon returns in the river. So kind of like how king salmon bycatch is managed. If there's high abundance in one or more rivers in Western Alaska in a given year, say in 2025, then there may not be a cap in 2026, for example. But if the abundance of chum returns was low, there might be a cap in place the following year. There's some different provisions in there, but kind of high level, that's alternative three. Alternative four would add some new requirements for the industry's agreements that I talked about. Like, they'd have to report things more transparently. They'd have to use these things called salmon excluders. They're like these trap doors in their big trawl nets that salmon seem to be able to swim out of, but pollock can't. So hopefully kind of like escape doors, escape routes for salmon. There's some other requirements there. But then alternative five is this newer idea, to create a migratory corridor for chum salmon, like I was talking about. When they're swimming through the Alaska Peninsula, they get into the Bering Sea, you know, west of Bristol Bay. We have data on these sections of the Bering Sea. They call them statistical areas or stat areas, that we have across time seen really high chum salmon bycatch occur in. So there's some different options in that alternative five to close down, you know, a broad swath of those stat areas between June and August, when we tend to see the most Western Alaska specific chum be caught by the pollock fishery, or, you know, a smaller amount of those, but basically an idea to put caps in place in certain areas during certain times so that we can try to reduce specifically Western Alaska chum salmon. So there's a big complex analysis about all this. It's like 700 pages long, and our team is working through it with a lot of our partners. We hope to be able to share more information out so, you know, tribes or individuals, organizations can understand what's going on and what might be the best pathway forward. I hope we'll have more information as we go through that in the next couple months.
On these issues that you were just talking about, caps and stuff, those are going to be coming up on this coming February meeting.
That's right.
On the chum, so it's going to be pretty big.
We think it will be. So the meeting is scheduled for February 2nd through the 11th of 2026 in Anchorage. The North Pacific Council also has remote options to participate, to listen and testify. So if folks can't make it to Anchorage, can't find funding or whatever, there's ways to log in from home. What we expect to happen at this meeting is the council will get a bunch of reports, they'll get a bunch of testimony, which is really important, and then they're going to choose what they call a preferred alternative. That's basically their recommendation to the federal agency, NOAA Fisheries, which implements all these regulations. They're going to say, you know, after all this and after we deliberated, we think this alternative is going to be the best to meet the objective of our action, which is to reduce Western Alaska bycatch, chum bycatch in the Bering Sea pollock fishery. Or they could choose more than one alternative. So they're going to, we expect them to come up with this recommendation and then give it to the federal agency. And usually the federal agency follows what that recommendation is. There's lots of opportunity for people, for, you know, Sam, you could write a letter, you could testify on your own behalf, or you could talk with your tribal government, with your city, your organization, your business, you know, all these people and groups can submit comment letters. You can testify. Tribal governments can request consultation with the federal agency, which holds a voting seat on the North Pacific Council. And there's, you know, you can always talk with us too and try to figure out the best way to engage. Our office line is 545-7388. Give us a call anytime, and I'll make sure I return in and walk through these options with people.
Yeah. Chukrimi Kalachuni Pisha Una Ninu Nuguni Kubialu Tik Pilashat Una area M Mamak Pitu Kit Kanani Nuk Tok Tony Tibulrit Plukuluting Pilrit Hokken Pacific Side to Bering Sea Side Mabut Kuikinun Ayakilutung pek at to hunakt amlhta tamane pilashata tauna chali kanrut klukupisho kuyuhtum kangani tamana chali kaila hutkniluku agunastoy awa chali piki makutwani takayak fit apit klukipisumki akat kapankhtuni ping pisinuk kaspitalram Kuikini Makuni Nambra Ritang Suki Dotten 250,000 Kisuku Pakat Pakan X amount of bycatch Dotten Pitaluki to Chukungalutung Dol Jali Down and Nuksuku 250,000 Nak Nuksuku Pikan Kuikinun Ukunun Itreluting Pilrit Yani Ungalaksikimi Kwani kuih pakami, maani lukus kuk pakami, taukut doit kuih tanga pakaluki bila sinniut. Taunat doi 250,000 nukhluku pikan dos asa meni tru chungashat kapat athakal athakaan giluni. Jali taunan nurut mun acit mun biluni pikan jas athakan riu ngaluni. Ukut doten ayok sram ka kangit nurut. Jali ping naksuki pikatak tut mai kuyu riskuning tamana an kehtut kluku absenarit awai tasi mauluting. Ayok kena tunggu kuk tengok malu kuka 2 and 3 ayok kelakulutuk takuam awal kan keluni supis kemeni kina imna letter ikau luku tak suku piuk kan kui ngasu piuk koma ikau luku tak suku khabat tun luku nasbah mai ngalun khas kuyuk tli akeluni Kuyuhtliya katalramun tunluku nunam ni totin chali representative ang kluta pilalrakut. Totin toy ayuk kauluni kwas isli unatrisak awaye phone number amini bishakukut. What was that phone number again?
545-7388.
7388. Down at the number of below could be good to you, Trissam. I'm surprised that she catches a lot of what I say in Yupik. So I kind of better watch myself of what I say. Those are basically the highlights of what she akanshaniawai. But I want to get to Andrew again. If you have anything to add to what
his phone disconnected. I'm trying to get him back on right now.
Oh, okay. What about Madison? Madison, are you still there?
Yes, sorry. Technical difficulties on my end. Can you hear me all right?
Okay. Do you have anything to add to the reports there?
Yeah, I don't have anything to add in regards to the meetings. Like, Teresa's incredibly knowledgeable about all that, and I greatly appreciate it. As for our end from the state, I just want to, you know, reiterate, like, the Bethel AC went through all the proposals and either voted to support or reject proposals. And so as we're getting prepared for this meeting, we just published our stock status report for Board of Fish next month. And I'm proud to say that is my first published report with the state. So I'm going to brag a little bit. But so we're super excited. That was that took a lot of time and effort from us, and that's kind of similar to our season summary, but kind of has historical knowledge and a historical narrative on what the fishery has looked like in the past and what it looks like now. And that is a public document, so you can go to our Fish and Game website and go through our e-library and find it through publications. It's a dry read. It's not exactly exciting, but I just want to put that out there for anyone who is interested. The last big thing that's going on the river for us is subsistence is still coming in and trying to ask about harvest due to the typhoon. They went upriver for a little bit now. They're in Kalskag and, you know, surrounding areas to ask about subsistence harvest.
Yeah.
Can you still hear me?
No, yeah, we can hear you.
Okay. So just talking about the subsistence crew, they'll be back to Bethel later in the month, but kind of giving everyone locally a bit of a reprieve with all the rescue efforts and the cleanup that's going on. A little bit towards that, Fish and Game is helping DEC and DOT with cleanup and assisting with them. And so if I know this is a fish talk show, but if anyone is having concerns about meeting, like having their subsistence needs met due to the typhoon, you can either contact us and we can help get you the right information, or you can contact ONC and Tribal Council, specifically your natural resource manager, and they'll be able to help with like proxy hunting or donations or anything like that. But you have questions, you can go through us and we'll help you get to the right person.
Do we have Andrew? Andrew,
yes,
are
I'm
you
back
online? Yeah. How much of this did you miss?
I just got back about a minute ago, so I just heard about some Fish and Game response, but I missed a lot.
Okay. Yeah. Madison, you got a little bit of what Madison was talking about, but Trish was talking about capping, going to have a meeting about trying to put a cap on the chum species out in the Bering Sea. And regarding to that, do you have anything that you have in mind or you wanna put out to the public out there?
Koyana, for that update, I don't have anything specific pertaining to the push for a chum bycatch cap, but just appreciate everybody who has been testifying over the years and continuing to testify and work for North Pacific Fishery Management Council to implement this cap, and hopefully this effort is successful come February.
We also have a great partner here, Uruchagamut Corporation, does a lot of work with subsistence users around here. And this subject keeps coming up with this drastic weather that we had last week or so. How much of our subsistence food has been damaged, or are we going to need more of the native foods that we eat? Awaishu, that on the stateside, you can call in Madison Nakalakalugu, and you can ask questions of what can we do, and what can we go after. I know that for some villages, like my fish camp is totaled across there.
Oh, no.
It's my boat is in a place where it does not belong. I was so surprised that it got stuck between two buildings. And I don't know how in the world it got there, because it was anchored. And it had to be really strong. And my other skiff is upside down. So the roof on our smokehouse is gone. Parts of our drying rack is busted up. You know, I was expecting stuff like that to happen, but where my boat ended up, I never dreamed it would go that far.
Yeah.
Oh boy, it really is a mess. But you know, when something like this happens, people come together. That's the beauty of America, you know. And especially around here in our region, when something drastic happens, people come together. And let's take KYUK for an example. They set a mark for 100,000, and we went beyond that with our pledges. And we can do the same right now too with the needs of the people. I'm glad that our president got up and put dollars into helping out. It's into a millions when I heard it. I think it's 250 million, something like that, that is going to be divided among the villages. Anyone that has lost everything. I know that it's hard not to talk about, because it happened. Takwam tamana pingkami. We as a people group of America have always bounced back from a disaster. We've been through a lot. People that live here in the United States And our country has helped so many others around the world. So, let's keep up on our feet and not lose hope. Don't lose hope. That's the big thing. There's always something to do. There is always something to do. And Trisa, I'm getting mouthing off here now. Can you say something? Do you have anything else that you want to throw out at our listeners out there?
Well, what's coming to my mind after hearing you talk is just how sharing is such a key part of life out here and the culture out here. I remember talking with an elder in Tuntutuliak last summer, and she was reflecting on, you know, growing up at fish camp as a girl, and if there is anyone who didn't have enough fish, they would share, you know. And another elder friend of mine from McGrath said the same thing. And she said, you know, her mom would always tell her, don't let others, I think she said, I hawk you, or to like envy you.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, just to share everything. So I feel like we've really seen that as our communities in the region has come together after Typhoon Halong. That gives me a lot of hope too. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad you said that. But I had a question for Madison, that I'm interested in, and maybe other listeners are. It's about the Arctic Yukon Kuskokwim Board of Fish meeting that you mentioned that's coming up in November. Matthew, did we just lose Madison?
I'm still here.
Okay,
that was Andrew. Sorry.
Oh, bummer. Okay, well, I'm glad you're here, Madison. Because I'm curious if there are just any proposals in. You mentioned the eel stick one in the Kuskokwim, and I know there's a handful in the Yukon, and we get some Yukon area listeners here in KYUK. So just if there are any proposals you thought people should know about that might, you know, be really important for them to weigh on. Maybe there's some that the ACs have had strong thoughts on or something. I don't know. I wondered if you could share a little bit more about that, because I think that comment deadline is November 3rd, so pretty soon.
Yep. As I can't speak to the Yukon, but the proposals are online. I'm sure it's a quick Google search of, you know, Board of Fish AYK proposals, and you can find the Yukon ones if you're curious. But as for the Kuskokwim, it is only eel sticks, and trying to add that into an allowable gear type. And the AC did vote in support of that proposal, and we're looking for anyone who can testify in front of the Board of Fish in support of eel sticks. It is a gear type that people aren't super familiar with. And if you're not willing to testify but maybe have some pictures, we would really like that, because we're doing a report for Board of Fish, and we want to help educate the board on what an eel stick looks like and how it's used. So if you have pictures or information like that, please send it to our Facebook, which is Kuskokwim River Fishing, ADFNG, or you can send it to my email at madison.hardwig@alaska.gov. But right now, the brunt of the proposals are for that AK Peninsula, and that's what people are focused on. So.
That's helpful.
If anyone has questions on submitting comments, we do have resource material on our Facebook. And then at the end of this week or the beginning of next week, I'm going to be posting another kind of quick guide on how to go about that in case anybody is curious.
Koyana, that's great. Thanks, Madison.
Hawaii, November 3 ami koyokhlutung pekatalritukut state on the state side Madison department arani pilrit to chali Cham kimum pikang luci pikufci awai medisnak makutun angas kutun geta holda bari ngaje kwal kala khalukulu nasuna evzak khaluku qaylun pikungal khabtsnak daim doi Paiftach katua makut pitkluki kayuha una. Fistakak uksuhtu man wansaman thaungan. Pekluku pishohputta. Reportakluki makut dotin kuyuhtum kaingani. Takluki pishet. Bifluki bilarach gauluting. The only setback right now is the shutdown. Everything is kind of coming to a halt. Even our airlines are. Holy cow! I can't believe how much this. Shutdown is affecting people. People that are depending on even our armed forces are affected. So, I'm hoping that they'll. Get on the ball here and get things rolling, so that things will sort of come back to normal before something drastic happens. Unakoni time akputkoni we got about maybe three minutes left, three or something like that. But closing remarks. If we can have Utris say something, and then Madison, and then Andrew for closing remarks.
Koyana, I suppose, you know, just make sure to keep up with our Fish Commission on our website, cuscosalmon.org, as well as our Facebook, at Cusco Salmon. We'll have a lot more information about the big bycatch meetings in the Bering Sea and an Area M Board of Fish meeting coming up next February as well, in the next couple months. And you can always call our office to figure out what's going on and how you or your tribe or your organization can get engaged. That number again is 545-7388. And one random fun thing, just another plug to keep updated with us on Facebook. We are planning to have a photo raffle soon because we love to get people's subsistence photos, and especially, you know, salmon and fishing, fish camp photos. We love to be able to share them in our outreach and reports and things like that. So keep an eye out for our photo raffle. We're planning on some cash prizes for three lucky winners. Yeah, so more to come. But Koyana, Sam, again for hosting a great show this week.
Thank you. Andrew?
Yeah, Koyana, Sam. I just wanted to echo what Therese said. Please keep up with the Fish Commission on Facebook. And also echoing what you said earlier, it has been heartening to see a lot of the community supporting those who have been displaced and affected by the typhoon. And really heartening to see people come together for that. And yeah, if people have any thoughts, questions, concerns about the camera project or any project or any interests or anything to mention fish or river related, please feel free to call me or text me at 545-2692. And hopefully my phone will give me less difficulties than it did today.
Goyana Madison.
Goyana Sam. Yep. Just want to say thank you to everyone who listens and has been involved in getting in touch with us. We really appreciate it over here in, at the department. If you want to follow what we're doing or if you have any questions on Board of Fish stuff, head to our Facebook page, Kuskokwim River Fishing ADFNG. We're going to try to be super on top of getting resources out to people with this process and making it easy. But yeah, I'm, you know, echoing what everyone's saying about the typhoon. It's great to see people come together, and the department doesn't have much that we can do, especially with Sam and I having returned to Fairbanks. We can't bring the fish back, but we want to remind everyone that fishing is open, and if you have any comments or concerns, our ears are always open. We always want to hear from people. So, Goyana.
Thank you for being here, and to you listeners out there, let's kick our winter off to a good start. We had a rough fall time, so let's look forward, and keep up our smiles. As long as we have that, we know we're okay.